Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Some scary news coming out of Seneca County yesterday in the Waterloo, Geneva area. A manhunt underway yesterday for a homicide suspect and another in custody in Seneca County. Multiple law enforcement agencies lined up along Route 318 watching for woods and houses and encouraged people to stay in and to have shelter in place, searching for the remaining person wanted in the connection to that homicide. The police say they will remain on scene searching until they find the suspect or they feel as if their work is done. So will this be like a true crime episode? I don't know. It's so scary.
Yeah,
and fair. I can't even imagine. Like, it was right near the outlet mall. Have you ever been to the Waterloo outlets?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, it's right near there. So
thanks.
Jeez Louise.
All right. We know the Toronto Blue Jays death squad is practicing at Frontier Field. Of course, fans won't be able to see them in person, at least. But the Rochester Red Wings have figured out a way for you to still have a presence at the stadium. Breeze, did you see this? The Wings are offering fan cutout packs. So in addition to 4 tickets for any home game next season, you'll get a 24x17 cutout of yourself placed in the seats at Frontier Field.
What?
A photo of your cutout will be emailed to you, and the team will use an image of your cutout in one social media post. Plus, you'll be able to get your cutout at the end of the summer months here. The ticket and cutout bundle cost $60. Additional cutouts are $35. The bundles can be purchased through the 14th. Breezy, should we get one?
You and I should get one.
Can we expense this? Do you think the company should pick up the tab?
I think they should.
Yeah,
I don't know if they will.
I don't think they will. But the promotion.
That'd be so funny, though.
The promotional geniuses at Frontier Field doing their magic once again. I love this.
Like, they're always trying to make a dime, which they should, obviously, because don't have any revenue coming in. But it's also in, like, the most fun way
and creative.
Possible.
Yeah, totally.
You know what
I mean? Well, I mean, some major league stadiums are doing this as well. I forget what team it was, but it was the player, like, hit a home run and hit the guy's cardboard cutout in the neck. So we signed it for him. Sorry I hit you in the face.
So funny.
It's amazing.
Since the Finger Lakes region reopened, entered phase 4 of the New York of reopening phases here, there's been absolutely no guidance when it comes to when exactly gyms can reopen. And the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce President Bob Duffy, one of our favorites here on Team PXY, said Tuesday that he still does not know when gyms will reopen. He said, "We push every day. We also understand the slowness as well. And just hoping to hear if it's going to be a short-term thing, a long-term thing down the road. That's what we're asking, to have some sense of clarity." I think the gym thing, listen, all of it is frustrating when it wasn't open. When is it going to be open? But the gym thing is, for me, and I know a lot of other people like me, extremely frustrating and one of the most frustrating things, because it affects your physical health.
Yeah,
it affects your mental health.
Well,
just moving your body, like getting out of the house.
Yeah,
such a sense of routine for me.
And we talked to Brendan Summers about this yesterday. He'll join us again in a couple hours here around 9:40 from News and NBC. And we were kind of speculating, is the holdup the fact that there are outdoor classes being held and you can do stuff outside right now? You got to wonder, once it gets colder, will maybe be a harder push to get things moving again when you can't be outside? I mean, we'll have to wait and see.
Right.
All right. Finally, in the TPXY feed, Breezy's depressed now.
I'm literally sulking in the Joffice right now. Gosh.
If only you had workout equipment in the Joffice as you stare at the treadmill that you're about to sell.
It's not going to fit in the new apartment.
Yeah, okay.
It's not going to fit.
All right. Finally, the Team PXY feed. Governor Cuomo has added another state to New York's travel advisory list, which mandates travelers spending more than 24 hours in the state self-quarantine for 14 days. Rhode Island, you're next. Yep, Rhode Island's been added. However, some good news. Delaware and Washington, D.C. have both been removed from the listing. So the total list now is still 34 states and Puerto Rico, that if you travel there, you got to quarantine when you come back.
Okay.
All right. Coming up in the Team PXY feed next hour, things are going too well for Rochester. You knew there was going to be some kind of dark cloud that was going to pass over.
Obviously.
And there was going to be just something not great. I mean, it's too well, especially when it comes to Kodak. And Senator Elizabeth Warren has pointed out what that dark cloud potentially is. We'll tell you that story around 8:25 or so. All right, up online, 98pxy.com. Just added a bunch of stuff for you. Kevin Hart, like one of the few people defending Ellen DeGeneres right now. Have you been following this? I don't think we've talked about it much on the show. The Ellen situation.
Oh, I know about the Ellen situation.
I've been following. We haven't brought it up. But if you aren't aware, there's been stories over the past. I mean, it's been probably years where they would pop up every now and again, but nothing really came of it. Mm-hmm. But obviously now more and more and more people are coming out and saying that Ellen DeGeneres is nothing like she portrays on TV. And in fact, that she's like a terrible, mean, awful person and creates this just awful workplace, toxic workplace environment. And now former employees are speaking out. Celebrities have spoken out. Brad Garrett said that, it was a well-known thing. So not a lot of people defending her. Well, it's disappointing, right? Because what she portrays is so great. Positivity and the dancing and helping people out.
Like, yeah.
Which, mind you, even if she is a terrible person, she still is doing those nice things.
Yeah, but it's phony.
It's
fake.
It is, but it isn't. Like, people are still being helped out. Like,
right.
That's not, she's not like, ha ha ha, this is actually Monopoly bucks. This is not really $10,000 to help you. She's not pulling the old carpet from under them and trying to trick them.
Right.
Disappointing, absolutely. But it's interesting to see that not a lot of people really coming to her defense. Obviously, her wife has. And now Kevin Hart, you can see what he had to say. That is up at 98pxy.com. Also, big announcement from Disney. For Disney Plus, going to be streaming Mulan this September, and it's going to be for free.
Ooh.
Yeah, you like free. Who doesn't like free?
We love free.
More on that. Plus, the poll up right now. Is it a bad idea to not make your kid pay for at least part of their first car? You can vote on that. We talked to Cindy a little bit ago. She says that she and her husband were convinced that that was the move. Their daughter is of the age of where it's time to get her a car, and they were going to foot the bill. And when she was talking to her friends about it, they said, whoa, 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 what are you doing?
No way.
No. If you want her to be truly responsible, she needs to at least pay for some of it.
And now she's second guessing herself.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, we talked about it with her. We shared our experiences, but getting plenty of people jumping in on the Clip PXY Safe text line. If you want to share your thoughts, 585-222-9800. I also must point out, I said something when we were talking to Cindy. And what that was is that every parent wants a better situation for their kids than they had. Judging from some of the comments that we're getting, that might not be the case in some people's situations. We'll share some of those.
A lot of bitter parents.
Yeah, apparently. Good God. You can jump in as well. We'll get into it next with Team PXY.